I offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by whose mercy even a per- in the instructions of Lord Chaitanya to send page 47. Teachings to Sanatana Goswami. In the instructions of Lord Chaitanya to Sanatana Goswami, we can understand the science of God in the matter of his transcendental form, his opulences, and his devotional service. For everything is being described to Sanatana Goswami by the Lord himself. At that time, Sanatana fell at the feet of the Lord and with great humility asked about his own real identity. He spoke as follows. Quote, I am born of a lower family. My associations are all abominable, and I am fallen, the most wretched of mankind. I was suffering in the dark well of material enjoyment, and I never knew the actual goal of my life. I do not know what is beneficial to me. Although in the mundane sphere I am what is known as a great learned man, I am in fact so much of a fool that I even accept that I am learned. You've accepted me as your servant, and you've delivered me from the entanglement of material life. Now you can tell me what my duty is in this liberated state of life.
So, today is the appearance day of Bhakti Kaviraj Goswami, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Therefore, we are discussing this evening teachings of Lord Chaitanya, which is the summary study of Chaitanya Charitamrita. The most important chapter in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, namely his teachings to Rupa Goswami, his teachings to Sanatana Goswami, his talk with Prakashananda Saraswati, his talks with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and his talks with Ramananda Raj. These five subject matters are delineated in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya specifically. So the most important chapter of Chaitanya's teaching was to Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. Teaching to Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, and Ramananda Goswami, Ramananda Raj. So, they are meant for devotees who are on the second stage. First stage, second stage, and third stage. The first stage is called Mahabhava, liberated devotee. And the second stage is Dhyaya Media, between the lowest stage and liberated stage. And the lowest stage is called Prakita Bhakta, means persons in material condition gradually being elevated to the supreme position of self-realization. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave to Sanatana Goswami because he was to write one book for direction. Hari Bhakti Vilas, you know, his famous book, that is a book giving direction especially to the householders all orders of life, especially to the householder, how to keep oneself on the proper standard of Vaishnava deity. Later on, Sanatana Goswami wrote the book Hari Bhakti Vilas for giving direction, and Rupa Goswami wrote the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the science of devotion. Now, these two brothers met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when they were on their ministerial post at Malda, a district in Bengal. So after meeting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they decided to join with him fully for propagating the Krishna consciousness movement, and they resigned from their post. Rupa Goswami first resigned, not officially resigned, because he was very much eager to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he first of all retired, and then Sanatana Goswami, later on, he wanted to resign in a tactful way, but the Nawab did not like the idea. So he was imprisoned at his house. Now he was actually imprisoned. Later on, Sanatana Goswami bribed 10,000 gold coins to the jail superintendent and got out of the prison house and went to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Benares. So when he met, he very humbly approached and he said, "My dear Lord, I am born of lower parents." Actually, he was born of a Saraswat Brahman family, but because he associated with the Mlechhas and Javans, the Mohammedans, so they were rejected from the Brahmin community, and therefore he represented himself as having born of a lower family. "My associations are all abominable." Ordinary man, especially he was mixing with the Mohammedans, they are habituated to drinking, meat eating, which has become a fashion in the gentleman's society nowadays. So he considered himself as associated with Avon. "And I am fallen." Actually he was born by the Brahmin father, but later on his behavior became like the Mohammedan, so he considered himself as false. "The most wretched of mankind. If a human being does not take advantage of this opportunity to have a human form of life, then he's missing the point." In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, "Navan duskitana murha prabhadvante naradhava." Naradhava means lowest of the mankind. Anyone who does not accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead and does not surrender unto Him, he is considered the lowest of the mankind. It is not sectarian, it is a fact, because the Supreme Personality of Godhead says Himself, if we say somebody that you are the lowest of the mankind because you are not Krishna conscious, it may be called sectarian view, but when the Lord Himself says that Namam Duskitanam Murha Prabhadante Narasama Maya Apahitam Jnana Asuri Bhavamasrita. Asuri Bhavamasrita. There are two classes of men. Asuri Bhava Mastrita and Daivi Prakriti Mastrita. In the Bhagavad Gita I find these two words. Mahatmanastumam Prasna Daivi Prakriti Mastrita. Those who are Mahatmas, broad-minded. Mahatma means broad-minded. And Duratma means feeble-minded. Just the opposite word. Duratma, dura means far away from Krishna consciousness. Dura, atma. And Mahatma, Mahat, Mahato Mahiyan, Krishna. So, whose atma is at best, the supreme, the great. He is called Mahatma. So, Duratma means one who is under the influence of this material nature, far, far away from Krishna. This material nature actually situated many thousands and millions of miles far away from Vaikuntha Loka. This universe is unlimited according to our measurement, and beyond this universe there is the spiritual world for a bone, and far, far away the topmost planet of the spiritual world is Krishna Loka. So those who are in this material world, actually, they are Duratma in this sense, that they are far, far away from the planet which is known as Krishna Loka or Goloka Vrindavan. This Vrindavan is the replica of that original Vrindavan, because when Krishna comes on this planet, he appears in this quarter, Vrindavan. That's like when the governor goes somewhere, we have got a circuit house. It is something like that. And there is no difference between the original Vrindavan and this Vrindavan. So, Mahatma, they are always attached with Krishna. Mahatmanastumantrasthasvaivitrakitimas. They are no longer under the influence of this material nature. Anyone who surrenders to Krishna, takes Krishna every day, is no longer under the influence of this material nature. That is the significance. If one is fully surrendered to Krishna, fully attached to Krishna, the symptoms will be same, that he is no more attached to material enjoyment. That's like this Goswami. This Goswami, they were very highly posted ministers. They are not ordinary men. Big, big ministers in the government. But because they became attached to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna, they gave up their post. Tattva churnam asesa mandala pati sani. Tattva means giving up. Churnam, immediate. Tattva churnam asesa mandala pati sani. Mandala pati means leader. Tattva-turna-vasesa-mandala-pati sane sadat tuchha. Tuchha means very insignificant. They did not give any importance to the ministerial post. Here in the material world, if you get a nice government service, what to speak of to become minister, then we are very much proud. But the Goswamis thought of their post as very insignificant. Without thinking like that, how they can give it up? Param Dhrishtyanivartate, you cannot, by force, become renounced order of life. When you see something better than your present engagement, then you can be renounced. After accepting renounced order of life, if I am still attached to this material thing, then that is not advancement. So, these Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, they give up their post. Tattva turunam asesa mandala pati sane sada tuchyavat bhutva dina gane sato kripaya kopina kanthasito. Kopina, the underwear, loin cloth, and a torn quilt and a kuranga, that was their possessions, and they used to live underneath one tree and next day another tree. In this way, in this Vrindavan, first of all Sanatana Goswami came here after taking instruction from Lord Chaitanya in Benares, and Madan Gopal's temple you have seen, old, he was living there underneath the tree. There was no temple at that time. The temple was constructed later on. So, this Sanatana Goswami, just after giving up his ministerial post, with great difficulty he came to Benares. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him instruction for 2 months for guiding the Vaishnava principle. So he is approaching his spiritual master with humble attitude. Therefore he is speaking like that. I am born of lower family, my associations are all abominable, and I am poor. Actually, he was minister. He was coming of a Brahmin family, but these material qualifications are not sufficient to improve one's Krishna consciousness. One must approach a bona fide spiritual master that is being exhibited by Sanatana Goswami. He is approaching the original spiritual master, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with due humbleness. Tatma Gurum Prabhupada. Tadvijnanatham sa guru meva virachet samit panin sudriyam brahmani. One must approach Sanatana Goswami teaching us the Vaishnava principle that one should approach a proper spiritual master. So he is approaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So one may argue that why is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu now? Where is Krishna now? It doesn't matter. Krishna's words are there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's words are there. Instructions are there. So, if we follow the direction and instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna under the guidance of a superior, bona fide spiritual master, then we associate with Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without any deviation. So, lowest of the mankind, now if somebody is not Krishna conscious and if he says that you are lowest of the mankind, it may be very strong word used. A gentleman, suppose he is not a devotee of Krishna, but if he say that you are the lowest of the mankind, he will be certainly very angry that I am such a nice gentleman and you are talking of me as the lowest of the mankind. But actually the fact is this. Tavasya sumate murtha javat kinti navayat sabhayana vastu vestita. There is a moral instruction. That a so-called gentleman, nicely dressed in the assembly of human society, may appear to be very nice, so long he does not speak. But if he speaks nonsense without Krishna consciousness, immediately he becomes the lowest of the mankind. If he proves by speaking that he has no knowledge in Krishna consciousness, he is simply well dressed, that's all, that you are finding all over the world. They are very nicely dressed, they have got very nice cars. But if we ask him about God consciousness, they say, sir, after finishing this body, everything is finished. This is their law. Therefore, they are the lowest of the mankind. Lowest of the mankind means that in the human form of life, you are supposed to know that life is eternal and the soul is changing. Different types of body on account of karma, different types of activities. But although the gentleman is well dressed, he does not know. He does not know what is going to happen in his next life. Neither he believes in the next life. This is the position of the modern civilization. So anyone in that ignorance is called the lowest of the mankind. Naradhva, if you say, how I can say this gentleman, nicely dressed gentleman, lowest of the mankind, he has already passed his university education, he has gone with belief and how I can say that he is the lowest of mankind? The answer is given by Krishna. I do not require to answer. The answer is given there. Maya apajita jnana. Maya. Certainly, he is educated. He has got degrees. That's all right. But the essence of his knowledge has been taken away by Maya. Maya apajita jnana. Asri bhavamasita. Essence of knowledge is Krishna. That he has no idea what is Krishna. This is the position of Asri bhavamasita. The Mahatmanas called Daivi Prakita Masrita. And the Naradhamas, they are Asri Bhavamasrita, just like Hiranyakashipu and his son Prahlad. Prahlad is Mahatma, Daivi Prakriti Masrita. And Hiranyakashipu is Devan. He is Maya Avrita Jnana Asri Bhavamasrita. There are two classes of men. Daivi Prakriti Masrita and Asri Bhavamasrita. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is to induce people to become Daivi Prakriti Masrita instead of becoming Asri Bhavamasrita. So, how this can be done? This is possible if we approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or his representative. Just like Sanatana Goswami, he is approaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with the right humbleness and embrace of the mankind, most of our mineral associated. Therefore, Bhagavad says, who requires a guru? Guru is not a fighter. Everyone has a guru. Let me possess a guru and let me do all nonsense. Not like that. One must be very serious to accept a guru. Unless one is very serious. What is that seriousness? The seriousness is to know God. What is God? What is my relationship with Him? This is serious. Those who are not serious to know God and act godly, they do not require to seek after a guru. There is no necessity. Don't make it a fashion to have a guru. Generally, they make it a fashion that everyone has a guru. So, let me have a guru. No. The Bhagavad says, in this direction, tasmād guruṁ prapadyeta. Guruṁ prapadyeta. To approach guru means fully surrender unto him. As Krishna demands, Vāmitaṁ saranaṁ vajyaṁ. Therefore, when I have to surrender, I have to surrender to the Supreme and the representative of the Supreme. There, not anywhere. So Bhagavad says, tasmād guruṁ prapadyeta. You surrender to a guru. Why? Jigyasu se uttamam. Unless you are inquisitive to learn about the Supreme, the Transcendent, then you find out a suitable representative of Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and surrender. Antavidhi Pranipate, no? Pranipate, Pratishtha Rupena Nipate. Pra means Pratishtha Rupena, and Pranipate, Pratishtha Rupena Nipate, fall down. Antavidhi Pranipate, no? Pani Prasne, no? First of all, Pranipate. You cannot inquire challengingly to the Guru. That's why Arjuna did it. Pranipate. Shishasteham sadhimam prapanyam. So this Pranipate required. And before Pranipate, you must, everyone has got his personal puffed up attitude. What is the right side? That is the material disease. You do not wish to surrender. We think that I am equal with him. Why should I surrender? So, but our this Vaishnava philosophy, especially, begins with this Pranipate. Just like Sanatana Goswami has left his highly surrendered post ministership. And he has come to surrender unto Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is the beginning of spiritual life. He is a learned man, highly learned man in Sanskrit and Arabian language. Just like during British period we learned English and it has now become established fact. I am Indian, I am speaking in India. I am English, of course, I am speaking before English in public. But still, in India, English is still predominant. Similarly, when there was Mohammedan Kingdom, people learned Sanskrit, Arabian, and Persian language. So, Sanatana Goswami was expert. Both Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami were expert in three languages, Sanskrit, Arabian, and Persian. So he was not a fool, he was a very learned man. From his later contribution, we can see how highly learned he was. How he gave references from Vedic literature in the writing, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Vita Kumara, Varada. So, unless one approaches a bona fide spiritual master, his so-called knowledge has no value. Maya Abhutankyan. This atheistic view of life means he has no knowledge. Anyone who denies the existence of God, superior authority of God, he must be considered as Maya Abhitavgyan, Asuri Bhavamata. I was suffering in the dark veil of material enjoyment and I never knew the actual goal of my life. That is the position of everyone. We get here a little material opulence and we forget our real business. We remain intoxicated in material enjoyment and forget the real business of life. That is a great blunder. Narottamdas Thakur has sung this fact. Hari Hari Bi Phale Janama Govind. My dear Lord has simply spoiled my life. How? Manusha Janama Paiya Radha Krishna Nagariya Janiya Suniya Vishokhaya. Any human being who has no knowledge of Krishna consciousness, he is committing suicide. Janiyasu, knowing knowing, everyone should know, at least, that human life is meant for developing Krishna consciousness. And if he knows, at least, he gets this information, just like we are broadcasting this information all over the world, that everyone should become Krishna conscious. So in spite of this knowledge, broadcast of this knowledge, if a person does not take advantage of this moment, then it is to be understood that knowingly he is drinking poison. Janiya suniya visokhani. So, why it is so important? A Golokeya Premodha, because it is coming from Golok Vrindavan. This transcendental sound, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, they are coming from Golok Vrindavan. Just like you receive through radio machine news from distant place, thousands and thousands of miles away. Now the instruments have improved. They are trying to get information from other planets also. That's nice. But there is another machine which can give you information of the Goloka Vrindavan. That machine is not yet manufactured by the material science. But there is a machine. What is that machine? That machine is this Guru Parampara. Evam Parampara Prattva Vinyangarayana Vidu. If you receive the message by the Guru Parampara, the first Guru is Krishna, next Guru is Lord Brahma, next Guru is Narada, next Guru is Vyasadeva, next Guru is Madhyacharya, and so many others, and they are branches. In this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then the Goswami, then Srinivasacharya, Natandas Thakur, in this way, the parampara is coming. So this is the machine. How I can understand this machine is correct? Yes, it is correct. How it is correct? Then you can corroborate. The Bhagavad Gita says, the original machine, Krishna says, Sarva dharmān paristajya, māmekam saranam vaja. So, the same machine is being broadcast in the Krishna consciousness movement. What we are speaking? We are speaking, give up everything, just surrender to Krishna. Is not that the same machine? If you keep the words, the vibration of the machine, the same, then it is the same machine. You get the correct information. Krishna is speaking about himself, about his abode, about the spiritual world, the activities. Krishna is speaking everything in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. We don't require to change unnecessarily. If we present the same thing as it is, as we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is, then the machine is there. We can get all the information. There is no difficulty. Just like you are getting by the present machine, radio machine, the message from far distant place, Similarly, you can get all the information of the spiritual world by the proper machine. The Bhagavad Gita received through the parampara, the cyclic succession of bona fide spiritual mouth. It is not difficult. So, Sanatana Goswami is receiving the message of the spiritual world through the exigency of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there, Chaitanya Charitamrita is there. If you study scrutinizingly Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching to Sanatana Goswami, then you also get the message. That is not difficult. And as soon as you get the machine, and if you know how to handle it properly, then you get all the information. It is not difficult. And how to handle properly the machine, that is being taught by example, personal example of Sanatana Goswami, that he is approaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very humbly. He is not proud of his past position, that he was the minister, he was a money man, this man, born of a Brahmin family, and so on and so on. He is humbly presenting him that I am the most fallen. So, I never knew the actual goal of my life. I do not know what is beneficial to me. That is the position of everyone. Nobody knows what is the ultimate goal of life. They think that we have got this body and let us enjoy the senses to the fullest extent. That is the highest perfection of life. Get some material education, technologies, or something else, material education, get some good post, get good salary, and eat nicely, drink nicely, and enjoy your senses. This is perfection. This is going on all over the world. But that is not the goal of life. Therefore, because that is not the goal of life, and we know that this is goal of life, therefore it requires the enlightenment from a bona fide spiritual mind. Tad-vijjana-thamsa-guru-meva-abhidhacet. That is the Vedic instruction. In order to learn that transcendental science, you must approach a bona fide spiritual master. And Sanatana Goswami, although the most learned scholar, born of a Brahmin family, highly posted, opulent, still he is approaching very humbly to a spiritual master. That is the way. He is teaching us by his life example that without approaching spiritual master, you cannot have any spiritual enlightenment. That is not possible. You must approach a bona fide spiritual master and serve him, tad-vidhi, pranipatena, first of all surrender unto him, and then you postpone along with seva. While serving, you can put some questions which you do not understand properly. Now, Sanatana Goswami says that although in the mundane sphere I am what is known as a great learned man, Sanatana Goswami informed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gramma Vyavahare Kahaye Pandit. Just like in India you'll find that a system, a Brahmin is addressed Panditji. Still, that is the etiquette. A Brahmin is addressed as Panditji, a Kshatriya is addressed as Thakur Sahib, and a Vaishya is addressed as a Sevji, and a Shudra is addressed as Chaudhuri. They have got respect for everyone. So, Sanatana Goswami was not a false Pandit. Nowadays, I have seen in Calcutta one man in his head, he was pulling on thela. So somebody addressed him, Panditji. So that supper Panditji was not Sanatana Goswami. That without any knowledge, he was pulling on thela and he is also Panditji. Not like that. He was actually Pandit. He was very learned scholar. But he knew his position, that although my friends, my admirers, my assistants, my subordinates, they address me Pandit Ji, but actually I am not Pandit. He said, Brahmo Vyavahare Kahaya Pandit Sotya Pori Mani. Apanar hitahi kichu nahi jana. Brahmo Vyavahare. Brahmo means ordinary dealer, ordinary dealing, social etiquette. They call me Panditji. But actually I do not know what is the aim of my life, what is my constitutional position. Hiyami kano mori jape tapasra. I do not know why the threefold miserable conditions of material existence is troubling me. I do not want that. So, this is the real position of everyone. One may be materially, academically very learned, so-called learned, but he does not know what is the aim of life, why he is put in this material condition. Kyami kyanamari jape tapotra. They are trying, tapotra, and miseries of life. We know there is heat and cold, adhyapti, adhibhoti, adhidvaive. These are miseries. And there are problems, birth, death, old age and disease. But we do not know from which source they are coming and they are being imposed upon us. And still we are proud of our education. Bhaktivinoda Thakur therefore sings, Jaravidya sab mayar vaibhav, tomar bhajane badha. The more we become so-called materially advanced means we are entangled with the network of Maya. Jaravidyas of Maya Vaibha, Tomar Bhajane Badha. Anitya Sansare Mohajanmaya, Jivke Karaye Dadha. So, Anitya Sansara, this material atmosphere, it is Anitya. Anitya means temporary. Although temporary, I can live here, say for 50 years or 100 years, still I am very much busy to make adjustments of my this temporary living condition. Everyone is busy. How to have a house, how to have nice bank balance, how to be secure nationally, this way, that way. We are embarrassed with so many problems. But at any time, at any moment, the notice may come, please vacate this place. We have to do that. But we do not take care of this. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma jadindhya prithaye asunrohati. Nasadhu manne jato atmanoyam asan napi deha. Klesadai asadeha. Asan napi. This body, asarnapi, it will not exist forever. It is temporary, but it is troublesome, always. Attachi, adibhoti, adibhavi. Three kinds of miseries are always there. So, Bhagavad says that we are man, pramastha, kuru devi karma, and doing all sorts of mischievous activities. False anxiety. Nunam pramastha kuru devi karma, jadin vyapitaye, indriyapitaye. Simply for the satisfaction of the senses. Tons of beings are sold simply for satisfaction of the tongue. The tongue becomes God. And a great trade is going on in India, everywhere in your country also, seriously. It has no necessity, but simply for the satisfaction and temporary satisfaction of the tongue, this great trade is going on. So, in this country there is no such government, no, but in your country, perhaps you know, in every cigarette packet, it is written, it is dangerous for health or disease.
Yes, yes. Warning, the Surgeon General has determined that cigarette smoking may be hazardous to your health.
So, the warning is there, but it's still there smoking. Why? Pramatya and Vikarma, they have given warning that it is not good for health. Warning is there in every cigarette packet. But because he has become mad after that beer and cigarette, he, Kuru te Vikarma, although it is forbidden, he is still taking advantage of. Let's see how Bhagavad writes nicely. Nunam pramatta purute vikarma. Pramatta, this mad person, persistently committing sinful activities. Nunam pramatta purute vikarma. Why? Just indriya kritaye aprinoti. Simply for the satisfaction of sense. Not for the satisfaction of Krishna. Krishna's satisfaction is that we give up all this nonsense, simply surrender unto me. But instead of surrendering to Krishna, he has surrendered to Biri and Siri. Yes. This is Anunam Pramatta Kurute Vikarma. Jadindriya Kritaya Asadati. Bishop says, this is not good. Nathadumanne. My dear friends, you are doing very wrong. Nasadu manne. Jato atmanayam asannati klesa vyasa deha. Atmana, the spirit soul, atma, is pure. But because he wanted to smoke beer and cigarette, he has got this one. Otherwise, spirit soul is pure. So we have already got this body at the present moment. And that is klesada. Always giving misery. Everyone has got experience. So again you are committing sinful activities to get another material body. This is not good. This is not good. Nasadu manne jato atmanayam klesha. You have already got experience. By your past mischievous activities you have got this body, which is always full of miseries and painful, still you are committing the same sinful activities so that you will get another body to enjoy. Krishna will give you. So long you will have a pinch of material desire, Krishna will give you opportunity or right to take another body and enjoy. But we foolish people, we do not know. Acceptance of material body is the source of all miserable karma. Therefore, Krishna says, you simply try to understand. Janma karma may be dumb. Simply try to understand Krishna. Then the result will be, tattā deham punarjanma naiti. Nama material body. This is Krishna consciousness movement. We want to stop this nonsense habit of the people. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling. Who is talking? Don't talk. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is the only propaganda to save man from the pitfall of another material life, miserable condition, but to take him to the blissful life, eternal life, back to home, back to God. Sattādi haṁ punarjanmanaiti māneti sāṁsya. Thank you very much.